From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. In March 2020, in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, many people began living under stay-at-home orders. In some areas, restaurants and bars were forced to close or had limited services. These measures were meant to help slow the spread of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. During those early pandemic days, something else happened. Online sales of alcoholic drinks rose sharply. In the United States, online alcohol sales were up 234% compared to the same period a year ago. That information comes from the research company Nielsen. Victor Karpiuk is a doctor and expert on drug addiction at the Mayo Clinic in the U.S. state of Minnesota. He says people have long turned to alcohol to reduce stress and forget about their problems. But he warns about overusing alcohol in difficult times. This, he says, can lead to bad results. His comments appear on the Mayo Clinic's website. Dr. Karpiuk noted that during the pandemic, light alcohol use can easily become problematic. He said that if you have 3 or 4 drinks today, and then 3 or 4 more tomorrow, you can quickly hit the limit of what is considered moderate. But what is that limit? How much alcohol is considered moderate? The U.S. National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism defines moderate drinking this way: up to 1 drink a day for a woman and up to 2 drinks a day for a man. A drink is defined as 6/10 of a fluid ounce, or almost 18 milliliters of pure alcohol. However, the NIH dietary guidelines do not recommend that people who do not drink alcohol start drinking for any reason. Dr. Karpiuk said that an increase in drinking or a pattern of drinking may be a sign of alcohol abuse and development of addiction. Alcohol addiction, he added, can affect relationships as well as the body, the whole body. There is no organ or system, he said, which is not impacted by chronic and significant alcohol use. Alcohol-related liver disease is perhaps the most commonly reported problem, but the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism warns that there are others. Studies have shown that 1 drink a day increases the risk of breast cancer in women. Research has also shown that alcohol misuse increases the risk of heart disease and some forms of cancer. Dr. Karpiuk, a psychiatrist, added that there is a lot of negative impact that long-term significant alcohol use has on brain tissue. Addiction experts at the NIH say it is safest to avoid alcohol completely if you are taking medications that mix badly with alcohol, trying to control a medical condition that can be made worse by drinking, under the legal age for drinking alcohol, planning to drive a vehicle or operate machinery, doing activities that require skill and coordination, recovering from alcohol use disorder or unable to control the amount you drink, pregnant or trying to become pregnant. If you find yourself drinking alcohol at the end of a long, stressful day, you are probably not alone. However, health experts suggest exploring other ways to reduce stress. Call a friend, take a walk, do something you enjoy, such as watching a movie, reading a book, or listening to music. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.